May 4th, chancel trauma.
Hello there.
Good to see you.
We're here to do a play.
A special kind of play. So please, bear with us.
It's hard, you see.
It's very hard.
To put in ordinary language what this is all about.
The mystery we need.
The subject of our play.
God giving up himself to us.
With prompts our giving back.
And there we've hit it.
The gift. And the glory.
Two words to sum it up. This encounter that begins with God and leads to our response in faith and love.
This is our theme.
And what, if we may call it that.
And now, we'll let the play take over.
On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, Jesus was approached by his disciples, who said to him, Lord, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And Jesus said to them, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them, and they made ready the Passover. And when evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
We were sitting there around the table. A couple of us had gotten things ready off on a quiet street in an upstairs room. The day had been hot, but it was cooling off. There was a breeze blowing through the open window. I remember that because the lamps were lighted, and the breeze made the lamplight flicker. Nothing strange about that, you say. Breeze and flickering lamplight. Yet, why did it seem so ominous to me? If you've had it happen, you know how those feelings come. Suddenly, out of nowhere. That's how it was with me. Behind that breeze, I felt, was something sinister. A force, malignant, strong and hostile, pressing in upon us. Wanting to put out the light. Now, why should that idea come into my mind? Was it because in the past few days he had been talking about death and burial? We felt the opposition hardening against him. The hatred was more open, the attacks more vicious. Had all of this built up inside of me and filled me with this sense of dread? It's hard to say. But there we were, the 12 of us, with him, and it was evening. And though the lamps were lighted, the world seemed very dark. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and broke it and blessed it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, for this is my body. And he took the cup and gave it to them also, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood.
A baby baby?
Yes, Mary. It will be a son.
A son? Praise God.
He will be great, Mary, and will rule the hearts of many people, and his kingdom will have no end.
But how do you see?
It will be.
But I'm not yet married.
With God, nothing is impossible.
I know it, yes.
Oh, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of God will overshadow you. And that holy child which you will bear will be called the Son of God.
I bear the Son of God?
What do you say, Mary?
Well, I don't pretend to understand it, but all of me belongs to God. Let his word be done as it pleases him.
God is with you.
But tell me.
Yes, Mary.
Why am I blessed with such a gift?
This gift is for the world, and you are a part of it. Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye.
And keep your trust in God.
Yeah.
read about business every time to us. Certainly, businessmen, you know. But right then, I just couldn't see us moving out for a couple of nowhere. Well, I think we treated them very well. We could have slammed the door in their faces. But my husband, he fought for all kinds of miles. I've been stung too many times. He said, put them in the stable with the animals. Oh, at least you're too ready, of course.
Mother and child,
a babe in a manger,
just as we were told.
Lady, is this your child?
My newborn son. But who are you? My husband is close by.
Don't fear.
We mean no harm.
We're shepherds.
But from the field, outside of town.
We come to see with our own eyes.
What brought you here?
We know what's happened.
You know?
We were watching our flocks at night when suddenly there was a light and a voice. Even though we're not sure what we saw,
we turned away. It was too much for us.
And as we trembled, bent low with our faces to the earth, a voice said, don't be afraid.
That's what it said. Don't be afraid.
Because I bring you good news of joy for all people. There is born to you in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
And we would find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
Then suddenly many voices joined in praising God
and spoke of peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
And the light faded, the sound was gone. Lifted our heads, and we were. And we said, let's hurry to find this child. And we went to town and asked for a mother and child to be found in a stable, and no one knew. Until a lad from the inn overheard us and said that you were here.
You could see such a poor birth for my little boy. But to hear you tell us there was a glory, though I doubt many eyes were looking up to see it. You are welcome, shepherd. In his name, and may his person bring you peace.
He's small.
And still.
Let him have his quiet now. He'll grow to manhood soon enough. He'll lift his voice and speak God's word. And who knows what pain it will cost him to bring God's way to men.
But he's come to bring joy.
He's the Savior of the world. His way will be bright and open, and men will sing as he comes along the road.
He is the gift of God to all who will receive him. I pray that many will.
Amen. Well, here we stand, and what do we do?
Oh. We've brought nothing from the fields to give him.
But you brought yourselves, as God's word moves you. And if his little heart can know this, it will make him glad.
We'll go and tell the news.
That we can do.
Everything we've seen and heard.
And we'll come back to look at him again.
God's gift to all the world.
joy.
Of peace.
Of God's goodwill.
Here we stand, and what do we do?
Does it lift us, move us,
excite us, carry us?
Here we stand, and what do we do?
And Jesus took the cup, and blessed it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.
I'm still trying to figure out what happened. I'll tell you all about it, if you listen. I was locked up in a hole, deep under the earth, waiting for them to nail me up. Somewhere up above, there was this other prisoner. He was on trial, and the crowd was howling for his blood. I could sense their moves. I knew it was inside. They were closing in, anxious for the kill. How do I know so much about it? Because I myself had killed. Somebody tried to get me and I paid him back. You can understand that, can't you? That's how we live. You've done it yourself a dozen different ways. My way was to kill. And now the crowd was after someone too. Anxious to nail a body up and say, we did it. We paid him back for messing with our lives. Suddenly, I felt sick because I was one of them. Was this all there was to life, to kill and be killed? And I lay down and I cried. Not so much for what I did, as for what I was that made me do it. I cried for the man above and for the crowd and for the whole stinking human race that knows nothing but blood and death. Then they turned the lock and opened the door and said that I was free. The crowd had had a choice, the other prisoner or me. It was some attempt to let him off because everybody knew I was a killer. But the crowd was after him and they asked for me and said that the other man should die. So I stumbled up. Up, and out into the sunlight. And when I looked around, the streets were empty, and the crowd was gone. I found out later that though he was innocent, they nailed him up anyway. And that before he died, he said a kind of prayer. Forgive him. I keep thinking that except for him, I'd be hanging there. I'm free, and yet I'm not free because I can't forget it. And if he could look at those who nailed him there and say, forgive them, then maybe we can learn to say it to each other. And maybe if it catches on, life can have a different meaning. And the blood and death will end.
Don't be afraid.
Who are you?
I know why you're here.
How can you know? You don't know us.
You're looking for Jesus, who was crucified.
We've come to anoint his body with the tomb. Please, let us go to him.
He isn't here.
Not here?
He's risen, just as he said.
Risen? He's alive? But it can't be. They killed him on the cross.
Come. Look at the place where they laid him.
It's true.
He's gone.
But how?
Go quickly. Tell the news to his disciples.
But how can we be sure?
Someone may have taken him.
He goes before you into Galilee. There you will find him. It's just as I told you.
God has rose and come away.
The stone of sin.
Of death, of anxiety and fear.
Stone of loneliness.
Futility, despair.
God has done this through Christ,
who lives and gives to us the gift of life.
Go and tell.
Without a word.
Go and tell.
Without a lie.
The great things God has done for us.
And Jesus said, but I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
We were standing there on the mountainside, the whole great crowd of us, about 500 altogether, someone said afterwards. All of us, men and women who loved and followed him, standing there looking upwards at the place where we had seen him last. And the great sadness filled us. And no one knew. And we strained our eyes, hoping we still might see him, or some part of him. But he was gone. We didn't want to think we were without him, without his voice, his strength. We've even forgotten what he said before he left. And we stood there, just as if all time had stopped. And it seemed to me, and I'm sure to everyone else, that the world had no way of going on. Then, too many spoke. I hadn't seen them standing there, dressed in white and looking very noble. They reminded us. They said, why do you stand here looking upward? This Jesus who was taken from you into heaven will come again, just as you have seen him go. Then I remembered, and we all remembered, that he said that he would come back. And suddenly, time began to move again, and the trees and stones came into focus, and we knew and felt reality. And our sadness left us. He's given us work to do and promised to give us the strength with which to do it. He's promised to be with us always. And so I went to Peter and Mary, Jesus' mother, and some other men and women back to the city, to the upper room. We prayed together and gave thanks to God because Christ will come again. And because he lives, we live, and all is well.
And there you have it.
The gift.
God's act of giving. There was born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
The glory. My soul doth magnify the Lord.
I'm free, and yet I'm not free.
We prayed together and gave thanks to God.
We'll go and tell the news.
Everything we've seen and heard.
From first to last, it's all God's doing.
The gift of faith and how we live by faith.
And so we give him the glory.
This has been our theme
and plot.
And now our play is ended.
Our story is told.
Is yours?